வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
This is the mansion. It is not only a temple, but a planetary, according to Bhagavata. Which planet is situated, where is Vaikuntha Lok, where is Golok Vrindavan, where is...
One of the real planetariums, like in the West.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That's what I told him, that... That this is not a temple, this is like a big cultural exposition museum, planetarium.
Planetary system. Yes. Mentioned that.
My father, in those planetariums, they use a machine in the center that shoots out light. Mm. My father helped to invent that. So he said we could probably...
Bring your father. Father and son, both together. He's... Where he is?
In America.
Can I call him? Will not come?
I don't think so, sir.
Do you want?
No. He reads your Bhagavad Gita every night.
Then why will not come?
I think he's too much attached to my mother.
Your mother is not old enough? What is the age of your mother?
68.
Oh, it's still... She's attractive. A girl of 68? That's nice. Very good husband. And what is your father's age?
68.
And mother?
68.
Same age.
Same.
Here also, some cases. Gandhi's wife was 1 year older than Gandhi. Yes. Kasturba Gandhi, she was 17 years old, and Gandhi was 16 years old, and they were married. There were many cases.
That was arranged by their parents, or they did it themselves?
Yes, by their parents. Except in Bengal and other provinces, they do not take much care of the age. Generally, the bridegroom is older. Boy is older than the girl. He was married, he was 11 years old.
11 years old?
Yes. And his wife, my mother-in-law, was 7 years old. Dr. Rajendra Prasad, the president, he was married when he was 8 years old.
How old was his wife?
He was sleeping. The marriage party goes to the bride's house. So it was the time fixed was at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. So the bridegroom was sleeping. So all the men went, "Oh, get up, now you have to be married, now you have to get up.
He didn't understand.
He doesn't know what he's married. Get up, you have to be married now.
So in such cases, they would live separately though, until they grew older?
Until the girl is 12, 14, she must be a puberty period. Then,
but still they know who they are married to.
Oh yes.
So they don't have any anxiety.
Yes. Age was at that time 11 years. So she came to live at the age of 13 years. And at 14 years, she gave birth to a child.
How old were you, Prabhupada, when you... How old were you when you got married?
I was a student, so we are living separately. when she was 13 years old, after puberty, then she was. But there are many mothers still. The difference between the child, first child and mother, 12 years. There are many mothers. At 12 years, they give birth to each other. Especially in Bengal.
In America, that is considered very horrible.
Why?
Catastrophe.
All my sisters are married within 12 years. My second sister, she became 12 years, and I heard my mother became so disturbed. Oh, this girl is not being married. I shall commit suicide.
12.
And she was given to a boy, my brother-in-law, for the second man. Means that my brother-in-law lost his first wife, and still he was 21 years old. My sister was 12 years old, and brother-in-law was 21. Shastra, I do not know exactly what is the Shastra, but they say that if the girl before marriage has menstruation, then the father has to eat that menstrual liquid. But it is very strict. And if the father is not living, then the elder brother has to eat. He, of getting the girl married, rest on the father, in the absence of the father, the eldest brother. The girl must be married, that is it. It is called Dai. Konna Dai. Dai. Dai means legally inheritance. That is called Dai. Just like your father's money, you get automatically. So similarly, Konna Dai means to get the girl married is a dai. You cannot refuse it. It is incumbent. You must be it.
So many of the girls in our society, they have reached that age, but they're not getting married.
Your society is different. Now it is here also.
I mean in ISKCON. In our society.
ISKCON is not going to be social reformer. But as far as possible, we can help. Our main business is how to make everyone Krishna conscious. That is our business. We cannot take up, but if possible, we can take up all the system of varnas.
If varna ashram is neglected, then how can there be proper functioning of society?
No, in which society chants Hare Krishna seriously, then it is all right. Never mind, whatever it does. It doesn't matter. Papi tapi jato chila hari name udhari. This is the power of Hari Shanti. If one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, the all benefits there. So long in the bodily concept of life, we require this varnasam dharma. Otherwise, there is no necessity.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have read in the 8th chapter, Madhya Lila, talk between Avananda Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, perfection of life, how begins? This question was read by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ravananda replied, it begins with varnasambhav, regulated social life.
He rejected that.
Not rejected. Yes, it is not very important. Your vajja is external. Agikam, you know something. So the varnasam dharma is a good help, undoubtedly. But it is not important for Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, how could I start this movement in the Western country? There is no Varnasanga. But that did not hamper my movement. Now, people are surprised how these people have become such great devotees. It was not based on Varnasanga. No. Because the whole movement is spiritual. It starts from the spiritual platform. Aham Brahmasmi, Jived Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das, Yata Ji Padapallabam Plavam, Mahat Padam Punna Yaso Murari, Babam Bhadi Bhasa Padam Padam. Now, it's like here is a gap. So you can go by the bridge, and if you can jump over, that is also good. That is also good. So, to become Krishna conscious means to jump over to the spiritual platform immediately. And this varnasam dharma, sannyas, varnatyag, karmatyag, these are different steps only. But if you become Krishna conscious seriously, then you jump over all these steps. You go immediately. Lift and the staircase. By staircase you go, step by step. By lift you can go immediately, faster.
But even some of these women, they're not married, but they are serving Krishna.
Yes. Sriya Shuddha Tatha Vaishya. This Sriya, generally they take it, even she is prostitute. Sriya. Tibi Janti Prahma. They can also go back to home, back to God. Mangi Pārta, if he takes Krishna very seriously, then everything is possible. No impediment. Ahaituki apratihata. Krishna's devotional service is so strong that it cannot be checked by any material impediment. The masters, they are thinking like that. How these mlechas and javans can become a brahmin? But they do not know that by Krishna consciousness one can jump over. Maya mitang tarantite. Devidhi sagunavi muva dhritra. Maya is very strong, therefore there are gradual process. Varnasam dharma, karmatyag, this, that, so many things. Pious activities, rituals. But this is the process, step by step, to cross over maya. But Krishna says, Mami vaja prabhadante maya metang tarantite. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna sincerely, immediately crosses over. As Krishna says in another place, Aṅta sarva-pāpibha mukha-sāṁ. I'll do immediately. So maya means pāp. Unless one is sinful, he cannot be in maya. So if one surrenders, then he means immediately crosses for maya. So these Martha Brahmins, they consider this thing. They are thinking how a person born in other families, they can become Brahmin.
So they have no faith in devotional service?
No. Then we come to Gita's instruction. Guna karma vibhava. Narada Muni also says that one must be qualified, not the birth. Just like this Mallika, we are the same Gosha. But the marriage cannot take place. Within the same family.
Same
Gotra. And same title there, and same Gotra. That is the proof. So in the same family, there cannot be any marriage. Sagotra. Sagotra vivaha nishet.
So no member of your family could have married someone in the Mallik family?
No. There is another Mallik family. They are different from our family.
They are not Jays.
They are not Jays. They are seals. Seal. They are title is seal.
Seal.
Seal Mallik and De Mallik. They are two Malliks. Their Gotra is also different. In the marriage, before marriage taking place, one has to calculate whether they belong to the same family, same disciple. Then if it is the same, the marriage will not, same blood will not be accepted. Same family means same blood. So throughout the whole world, same blood is not allowed, marriage.
Yeah, that's going on in other places in the world too.
Huh? Yeah.
All over the world. They say that what will happen, one thing that will happen, is that if there's any, of course, this is scientist's explanation. Mm. If there's any weakness within the family line, that means bodily weakness, mental weakness, or anything.
No, even if it is not weakness, it will create weakness. Mm. Same blood. The different blood will create some incentive. Different flow of blood. That is scientific. And who cares for that?
Nowadays,
the Mohammedans, they accept the same blood. Because they are not very intelligent.
They marry within their family.
Yeah. And uncle's daughter.
Uncle's daughter.
Yeah. The father and his brother. So his daughter, his son can marry.
First cousin.
Yes.
Case
that in the royalty in France, and they got some bad bleeding disease.
From
that
hemophilia.
Yeah.
If they got any cut, then it would never heal. It would only bleed until they died.
Very scientifically,
not to get married of the same blood. Many people ask us what Gotra we are.
We are Achyuta Guru.
You can say
Achyuta Guru. Achyuta means never falls down.
Never falls down.
Yes.
There's such a gotra, isn't there?
Yes. Achyuta Guru. All devotees, we are identified with Krishna's family. Achyuta Guru. Sarmadei rathasthapa me Achyuta. Achyuta is Krishna. So Krishna consciousness man means Achyuta Guru.